Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, and for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. Now, I am very pleased to announce that the Whole Foods Pantry is finally open for business, and I cordially invite you to stop by and see the many products we have to offer, and you will find a great selection of natural foods, fresh organic and locally grown produce, organic meats, dairy, and a variety of health and beauty products. And we will make a very special effort to cater to your needs, and if you would like to see a particular product in our store, please let us know, and we'll be happy to order it and stock it for you. We also have a comment box and encourage you to give us feedback so we will be able to better serve you in the future, since this is merely the beginning and it is all new to us as well. I also would like to mention that every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., Paul Hedrick will be set up in the front lawn of the Evergreen Cottage, and he will offer his wonderful fresh salad greens as well as basil and other live vegetables for sale to you. Also, I want to remind everybody to make sure and visit our weekly farmers market in Whiteside Park, which takes place every Tuesday evening starting at 6 p.m. And this is a wonderful and fun event, and you will find a variety of vendors that will offer everything from fresh produce to baked goods. And mark it down on your calendar so you won't miss out on this fun event. Now, in honor of the farmers market that just started for the season and the opening of the Whole Foods Pantry as well as the Community Garden Project, I want to dedicate today's show to the topic of organic foods as well as sustainability. So I will explain why it is more important than ever to be conscious about buying organic foods and sustainably produced foods. So before we start with today's topic, let's listen to some music. And the CD I chose for today's show is by Kevin Kern. And the CD is titled The Winding Path. I hope you will enjoy this song, and I'll be back shortly.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. As I mentioned earlier, today's topic will be organic foods and sustainably produced foods, and I will explain, first of all, why it is so very important for us to make a conscientious effort to consume organic foods. Of course, we are all aware that we live in a world where the population is multiplying, natural resources are becoming scarce, and the damage to our planet is mounting. And this is really a global problem, and we need to do our part to help. And we have the responsibility to future generations to leave the place in at least as good condition as we found it. It is up to us to create a healthy environment for ourselves and those we love. But more importantly, it is up to us to pass on a healthy legacy to our future generations. And by making healthier choices and applying simple sustainability to every area of our lives, we are on a path that will lead us closer to optimal health with every step, and our lives will be more in harmony with the environment. We are using up resources at an alarming rate and poisoning our environment. It just can't go on, and we all know it. And that is why the green movement is now a major force in our culture and society. It is even driving our politics. It's the big new issue. And in order to make things better, constructive action is required. And millions of motivated people want to do something. They want to live more sustainable lives. And that's what being green is all about. They want to leave the planet in livable shape for their kids and grandkids. So now what can you do to make a difference? I would like to mention a wonderful book we have available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, and the book is titled Living Green, A Practical Guide to Sustainability, and the author is Greg Horn. And I will refer to this book many times during the show. It really is an excellent guide to living a healthy and happier life. It addresses what to put in your body and on your body and teaches you how to change your home and your world around you. Now, for many people, personal health is the first step towards sustainability. In sustainable living, we are looking for a way to live lightly on our planet and pass it on intact or even better than we found it. And here's a quote from the book Living Green. And it goes like this: each day we lose 50 to 100 species of animals and plants as they are driven to extinction by human influences. And each week, Americans representing 5% of the world's population comprise 25% of the world's consumption of resources. And much of this consumption ends up discarded as needless waste in our landfills or incinerated into our air, with devastating long-term health and environmental consequences. In a single year, we send 500 million tons of solid hazardous waste to landfills and pump 3 million tons of toxic chemicals into the air and water. Each individual person living in our country puts an average of more than 24 tons of carbon, the major greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere each year just from the activities of our modern lifestyle, unquote. So this is a quote from the book Living Green, and it shows how severe the crisis is that we are in, and changes are definitely in order. I also want to mention that sustainability is a journey, and as the eighth generation, we are just taking our first steps. We won't see true sustainability in our lifetime, and our children are unlikely to find full sustainability either. Yet, for every chemical we choose not to spray in our lawns or gardens, and for every organic apple or chicken, or for every energy-saving appliance we purchase, we are creating change. Because our lifestyles now have such an impact on the planet, small actions can have large impacts. I would like to summarize some of the suggestions out of Greg Horn's book titled Living Green and Simple Actions You Can Take Towards Sustainability. But before I continue and start listing the action steps, let's take a short break with music from today's feature CD by Kevin Kern. And the CD is titled The Winding Path. And I'll be back with more information for you shortly. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic is sustainability and the importance of taking action. I quoted a lot of facts and information from the book Living Green by Greg Horn earlier, and this book is available at the Evergreens Cottage and is a valuable tool to help you toward a healthier life and a healthier planet. The author suggested very simple action steps that can make very profound positive changes on your lives as well as the planet. And I want to run these action steps by you, and I hope you will incorporate some of the tips in your daily lifestyle to make a difference. So number one, as he quotes in his book, is eating organic. For each 1% increase in organic food consumption in the U.S. alone, pesticide and herbicide use is reduced by over 10 million pounds per year. Organic food also tastes better and is far healthier than conventional food. And I will give you scientific facts and explanations in great detail later on in the show. Another point, of course, is recycling, and we are very aware of that. The average person in the U.S. produces 1,609 pounds of waste each year. Recycling can cut that waste by up to 75%. And if each of us recycled just paper, glass, and metal, we would save 162 million tons of material from entering American landfills each year. And recycling the enormous amounts of plastics we use each day can save even more. So that gives you something to think about. Another point is denying disposables. Now, disposable is literally a dirty word. If we all just used a glass instead of a water bottle and a coffee mug instead of a styrofoam cup, we could save 244 billion bottles and cups made from petrochemical-based plastics from entering the U.S. waste stream each year and save money at the same time. So there's another thought. Also, another point is switching to natural personal care. Now, using natural personal care products has a double benefit because, first of all, it keeps toxic chemicals off your body, and then it also keeps them out of the environment after they are washing off your body. So remember, if you wouldn't eat it, don't put it on your body. Another point is using natural lawn care. The average suburban lawn uses 6 times the hazardous chemicals per acre than conventional farming. And just remember that your kids and pets play on that lawn. If just 10% of us switch to natural lawn care, over 500 million pounds of synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides would be prevented from entering the environment and our kids' bodies. That's out of the book Green Living. Also, another point is cleaning green. The household chemicals are hazardous to our health, and collectively, we dump 32 million pounds of toxic chemistry down our drains each day just from household cleaning chemicals. And that does not count what goes into our indoor air. Now, switching to green alternatives and natural cleaning products will help keep these chemicals out of our bodies and out of our water supply. And we have a variety of natural cleaning products available at the Evergreen Cottage. Another point that he brought up in his book was filtering your tap water. Now, filtering your tap water to remove chlorine and fluoride provides pure and clean and great-tasting drinking water at a fraction of the cost or environmental impact of expensive and wasteful bottled water that costs actually more per gallon than gasoline. The payback on a $60 water filter takes only a few weeks for most households. And as an added benefit, there's no plastic bottles to leach harmful compounds which actually act like estrogens in the body into your water. Another point that he brought up is increasing energy efficiency. Energy and fuel efficiency can dramatically reduce use of fossil fuels. So make sure you insulate your home and consider a hybrid next time you buy a car. And this investment will pay off rapidly in lower fuel and energy costs. Another point is staying informed. Knowledge empowers informed action. And he suggests to subscribe to one of the many green magazines or visit a website, www.wellbuilding.com, to stay informed on sustainability developments and resources, tips, and tools. So this kind of summarizes suggestions and action steps we all can take in order to improve the quality of our lives as well as those of our children and grandchildren and to save our planet. Now let's take another short break and I will play some more music from today's feature CD. The CD is titled The Winding Path and is by Kevin Kern. And when I come back, I will explain in greater detail why choosing organic foods is more important than ever. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic is organic foods and sustainability. Going organic is perhaps the simplest and most important first step you can take toward sustaining your health and improving the environment at the same time. You can start tomorrow with a trip to the Whole Foods pantry or other natural health food stores in the area. So what could be easier than that? Typical foods are grown in soils that have been chemically fertilized and sprayed with multiple herbicides and pesticides, and then they are processed with high heat and preservatives to extend shelf life and added sugars to improve taste and packaged in disposable plastic containers for your convenience. For example, and this is another fact out of the book Green Living, the typical bag of potato chips you buy at the supermarket has been subjected to over 50 chemicals from seed to shelf and contains up to 75 times the safe, so-called safe levels of cancer-causing compounds established by the state of California. The current organic boom is a consumer reaction to the potentially toxic stuff used in making our food. Both common sense and research confirm that eating organic is so much healthier. How else can you explain the fact that the dramatic rise of modern illnesses, such as digestive health problems, heart disease, and all types of cancers, coincides precisely with the widespread introduction of the modern diet? Our bodies are incredible machines that can turn food into fuel to sustain us. However, we have to realize the body cannot turn chemicals and foods that have been created in laboratories into fuels. The body is only designed to handle natural foods. It is a sad truth. We are living in a world where 70,000 new chemicals have been introduced in just the last 100 years. And many of these end up in our foods. In fact, the average American consumes about 14 pounds of chemicals a year just from additives like artificial food flavorings, colorings, antibiotics, hormones, and heavy metals. And as a result of our conventional diets, each of us has an average of 500 man-made chemicals circulating in our blood. And children are especially at risk because they are small and have developing metabolic systems. And the EPA now considers 60% of all herbicides, 90% of all fungicides, which are mold killers, and 30% of all insecticides as potentially cancer-causing. Now, on the other hand, organic foods are grown without the use of synthetic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, antibiotics, or added hormones. That means safer food without the chemical load of conventionally grown foods. And organic farmers work to improve the ecology of their soils, resulting in healthier plants and more nutritious fruits and vegetables. As a consumer, we are faced with a mountain of food choices. A lot of my clients that are striving toward better health and wanting to make healthier choices are confused as to where to start and always want to know what the best place to start is. Now, with the rising food costs, we all want to maximize our household costs and health benefits. And one of the key things I stress with my clients when they come in for nutritional consultations is to consume and buy organic foods as much as possible. Now, I realize that the cost involved to do that is much higher, and especially when it comes to feeding a whole family. It almost seems impossible to do that unless one grows their own organic produce, which, of course, is hard to do in our area, and is definitely not possible year-round. And I will promise to make it my utmost priority to offer organic foods, especially organic fruits and vegetables, to you at affordable costs at our Whole Foods pantry. Because I would like to see everybody make healthier choices and improve the quality of life. Now, there are conventional foods that have the highest levels of contamination from pesticides and herbicides and hormones and antibiotics or heavy metals. And if you can simply shift to buying organic versions of these common foods as a start, you will have made big strides towards cleaning up your diet and your health. So before we continue, let's listen to some music from today's feature CD. And when I come back, I will tell you where to start organic. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Our topic today is the importance of choosing organic foods, and I have explained why. Our diet and lifestyle choices have a direct cause and effect relationship with the health of the planet. Our diet and lifestyle choices have a direct cause and effect relationship with the health of the planet. Nature provides everything we need for good health. It can feel like a daunting task, however, to sort through all the choices before us. And one thing I try to make understand my clients is that food is medicine. What we put in our bodies is the single most important component of our wellness. And the effects are not dramatic, but they are cumulative or additive when the principles are applied consistently. So your everyday choices have a tremendous impact on your health destiny, especially when it comes to our diet, because the old saying, you are what you eat, really is true. The quality and quantity of the foods you consume determine how well your body functions. And when your diet lacks essential nutrients, even in small amounts, it paves the way to poor health and degenerative diseases. Nothing directly affects our immune system more than what we eat each day. Our diet can bring us either health or disease. And all whole, organic, natural foods build your immune system and general health. And the more of them we eat, the greater the chances being naturally well for life. And the reverse is also true. Refined foods mostly erode our immunity and make us weaker. It should come as no surprise that organic food is our best bet for health. There are several elements at work here. The first is that organic food is grown without the use of added pesticides. And you may have seen reports lately showing that up to a quarter of organic fruits and vegetables still show pesticide residues. And unfortunately, there is no way to avoid the remnants of old pesticides that are still found in our water, air, and soil. But choosing organically grown food whenever you can will limit your exposure to these toxins. Now, food manufacturers have led us to believe that small amounts of pesticides in foods are not harmful, but really don't bet on it. Also, individual pesticides are generally regulated at levels that don't cause clear, immediate harm. Many scientists agree that the collective exposure from everything we eat is probably higher than what is reasonably safe. A handful of the most dangerous chemicals have been banned in recent years, but some highly toxic pesticides are still unrestricted. And direct exposure to pesticides can lead to nerve damage, convulsions, and even death. Many toxins are not excreted but are stored in fatty tissues in the body for decades. So the more chemicals you consume, even at minimal levels, the greater the chances of their building up to dangerous levels. Now, I want to share some facts with you that I came across in my studies. And number one is, Americans may be exposed to the strongest pesticides up to 70 times a day. And as I already mentioned, the EPA now considers 60% of all herbicides, 90% of all fungicides, and 30% of all insecticides to be potentially cancer-causing. Now, the USDA, the California Department of Pesticide Regulation, and the Consumers Union tested 94,000 food samples from more than 20 different crops between 1994 and 1999. And in summary, it was found that conventionally grown crops are 6 times more likely to contain multiple residues than organic foods. And one fun fact is that even monkeys know the difference. It was reported that chimpanzees at the Copenhagen Zoo prefer organic bananas. They choose them every time offered, and they eat them whole. And if the organic bananas are not available, they eat conventional ones, but only after peeling them. So even they know the difference. So it's pretty clear that while organic food may not be perfect, it is still light years ahead of conventional produce. We know that cheap farming is not necessarily safe farming for everyone and everything involved, including the animals, the plants, fields, streams, farm workers, and consumers. For example, if you choose a glass of conventional milk, you're buying into a whole chemical system of agriculture. Now, conventional dairy products pose some of the greatest health risks because they contain residues of chemicals, antibiotics, steroids, hormones, and so forth, and so do commercial meat products. So getting organic dairy products and meats is an absolute must. And it is important to look for grass-fed meats, free-range chickens without hormones and antibiotics and so on. And always remember that infants and children are at greater risk because they are still developing and growing. So pesticides and chemicals are concentrated more in foods higher in fat. And so peanut butter, milk, cheese, yogurt, butter, and meats are all areas in which families should convert to organic and reduce the exposure to antibiotics and harmful synthetics. And if you can't go organic all at once, begin buying high-priority organic foods when you can. And the top 10 conventional foods that contain the highest levels of chemicals, pesticides, and hormones are meats, dairy products, fish, berries, salad crops, mushrooms, root crops, bananas, waxed fruit, coffee, and tea. So this would be the best place to start as far as buying organic. Now, before we continue, it's time for another music break. And when I come back, I will go in more detail about these top 10 foods that a person should choose to buy organic. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. And we have been talking about the importance and the reason behind buying organic foods. And now I want to go into more detail of the top 10 foods that a person should buy organic. As I mentioned, meats and dairy products are high on the food chain and therefore concentrate chemicals from the animals' diets in their fatty tissues. Because they are rich in fats, which is where harmful chemicals become stored, and as far as fish, while it is not strictly organic, it is critical to buy wild fish and avoid all farmed fish, which can contain high levels of contaminants. I also want to point out that Atlantic salmon is always farmed, as this fish is virtually extinct in the wild. Now, when it comes to fruits, berries are the most susceptible to chemicals. Strawberries, raspberries, and other berries, including grapes and cherries, have a very thin and absorbent skin that you eat, and these fruits are heavily sprayed and tend to absorb more of the chemicals that they come in contact with during production. Bananas are also very high on the list. Banana plantations use up to 20 times more pesticides per acre than crops grown in industrialized countries. And conventional bananas are often grown with a blue plastic bag of pesticides placed over the soft, absorbent skin of the fruit. Conventional apples and pears often have a wax coating that locks in the pesticides and makes them very difficult to wash off. Oranges, peaches, and nectarines are also subject to many chemicals and should always be consumed organic. Now, as far as vegetables, salad crops such as lettuce and spinach and celery are highly sprayed and have no outer shell to protect the part you eat, which is the leaf. Mushrooms are highly absorbent, and conventionally grown mushrooms involves powerful fungicides between crops to keep stray species from invading the intended crop. Now, conventional green beans, peas, bell peppers, zucchini squash, tomatoes, as well as root crops such as potatoes, yams, carrots, onions, are often sprayed with fungicides as well as pesticides. And I want to point out a wonderful website for more information. And this website updates scientific research regarding organic foods. And I encourage you to check out this website. It is www.foodnews.org. And which is actually the environmental working group, which has tested 43 fruits and vegetables to find how each retains traces of pesticides. And there is compelling evidence that organic is so much better. I also want to point out that it is important to choose organic coffee and teas because the crops are usually heavily sprayed and the hot water brewing can actually concentrate the residual pesticides used in the growing process while it is extracting the good stuff. Also, always remember to use unbleached coffee filters and avoid, of course, styrofoam cups like the plague. Certified organic isn't really a loose term because the green organic label means a producer has passed a strict USDA certification that ensures no pesticides, synthetic chemicals, or genetically modified substances have been on the soils for 3 years. Studies have proven that organic food is healthier because it is more nutrient dense. It contains more vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, and so forth than conventional or genetically modified foods. And over time, the nutrient levels found in conventionally grown food has dropped. Now, the biggest study of the health benefits of organic foods is being conducted in Europe, and this four-year project involves actually 30 academic centers in Europe. And this study is the first to systematically investigate the effects of various farming methods on nutrient levels. And the researchers have a 725-acre farm connected with the University of Newcastle in Northern England and have expanded the investigation to similar sites throughout Europe. And they are growing vegetables and fruits and raising cattle on adjacent fields. And some of the products are raised organically, while the rest is being raised using conventional methods, including pesticides and fertilizers on the crops and antibiotics and hormones in the cattle. and the two methods are being used side by side. And so far, the research has shown an increase of up to 40% more beneficial compounds in the various organic fruits and vegetables, while the organic milk had up to 90% higher levels of antioxidants than the conventional milk. And one benefit of the higher nutrient content is that even a 25% increase in valuable nutrients such as antioxidants would allow you to thrive on only 4 servings a day of fruits and veggies instead of 5. And the full details have not yet been published, but I believe that when they are, they will provide the conclusive argument for organic farming and eating organic foods. It is not just a lifestyle choice, it's a health choice for the farmer, us, our families, our communities, and our planet. Also, make sure that you wash all fruits and vegetables, no matter if they're organic or not, in order to remove residues and dirt and bacteria and germs. And I want to mention a great product that we have available at Evergreen Spa and Wellness, and it's called Veggie Wash. We have several different brands available, and it contains organic citrus solvents and grapeseed extract for effective and safe cleaning. It also removes surface contaminants and leaves no aftertaste. It also removes waxes and chemical sprays and soils. Now it's almost time to wrap up today's show, so let's listen to one more track of our feature CD, and when I come back, we will highlight the food of the week.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now we are about to wrap up today's show, and now it's time to feature the food of the week, which I chose to be berries. And come summer, the produce aisle bursts with colorful blueberries and strawberries and raspberries. In fact, we have a wonderful selection of these berries available right now in organic form at the Whole Foods pantry. And the intense colors of berries indicate an abundance of nutrients, especially antioxidants that scientists are researching for their many health benefits. Now, fresh or frozen, berries can fortify against disease by reducing inflammation and cell damage. And the latest study on raspberries shows that they are among the only foods packed with what's called ellagic acid, which is a phytonutrient that shows promise in fighting several different kinds of cancers. Now, recent animal studies also indicate that this acid, which is mostly contained in the seeds, can slow down or prevent the growth of cancer cells and tumors. Now, blueberries, on the other hand, have chemical compounds that have strong anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. And there are studies that show that the consumption of blueberries also optimizes brain function. And the benefits gained weren't from eating truckloads of blueberries either. Experts say about half a cup of blueberries a day will have very beneficial effects. Now, it is very easy to consume this amount by tossing some into a smoothie or baking them into a pie or adding berries to yogurt or kefir in the morning. Berries are very delicate, so make sure you handle them with care and don't wash them before refrigeration or freezing. And when ready to eat, you wash them gently by swishing them around in water. You should eat raspberries within a day or two of purchase. Now, strawberries and blueberries keep longer, but always remove any mushy or fuzzy berries before storage. Berries also freeze very well. What you do is you arrange them in a single layer on a cookie sheet and place them in the freezer. And then when they are frozen, you store them in an appropriate bag or container, and they will keep for up to a year. And I will feature some recipes for each particular berry in future segments, so just make sure to incorporate them into your diet. Now, this wraps up today's show. I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music, and I hope that you will apply the simple and practical tools I mentioned from the book Living Green, which is available at the Evergreen Cottage, to help yourself and to help heal our planet. Personal health choices are linked to the health of our environment. Our diet and lifestyle choices have a direct cause and effect relationship with the health of the planet. Buying an organic apple has a ripple effect all the way back to the worms in the soil that nourish that apple tree. So you can be a catalyst of change as one person, and together we can make huge strides to make the world greener and a better place. Thank you so much for listening, and I invite you to join me again next Wednesday for another segment of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, please make sure to stop by the Evergreen Cottage and check out our newest addition, the Whole Foods Pantry, which is stocked with organic and healthy food choices and fresh organic fruits and vegetables. I look forward to your visit, and in the meantime, be well and be gentle on our planet.